Ksuvas Perkud Aleph Mishnah Dalad. Almana Shahosa Ksuvasa Masayim. Almana that Ksuva was 200 Zuz. Umacha Shava Man with Masayim, or Shava Masayim Bimana. And then she sold 100 Zuz for the price of 200, meaning she got a good deal. Oshava Masayim Bimana, or she sold 200 Zuz, which is her complete Ksuba, but she only got 100 for it. Niskabla Ksuvasa. She's done. That's it. She already received her Ksuba. So Bishlam, we understand the second case. She sold 200 Zuz worth of the Ksuba. She took it from her dead husband's assets. She sold it away from the inheritors. Doesn't matter that she got only 100 for it. That's really just her loss. It's a good sale. Yes, she's getting ripped off. But when it comes to karka, like Tfarsol points out, there's no ona by karka. There's no such thing as oversale and undersale by karka. So it's a real good sale. So that's the second case. But what about the first case? Why is it that she loses out of her ksuba? She should still have 100 zuz left. She sold it for 100 in the first case. She got 200 for it. So why is it as if she collected 200 of her ksuba? Why can't she get the additional 100? So Teretz is that the Rav brings down, this is like the din, that if a person sends a shliach to go buy something from the market, and the guy gets a real mitziah, and what he buys is worth double than the money that was paid, so who gets that item? So the owner, the person that owned the money, he's the one that gets the item, not the shliach. And this the Rav brings, that we see from this Mishnah, we're only saying this, halacha, legabe something like karka, because karka really has no limit to what it could be worth. Sometimes it's worth less, sometimes it's worth more. But could be it's a different halacha when a person sells somebody to buy something that it's not karka. If he sells them to buy anything else, the halacha could be different. It could be they split, the person that sends him, the owner of the money, and the guy that was being sent out. That's not the sugya. Next case in the Mishnah, haisa ksuvasa mana, if a ksuva was worth a mana, 100 zuz, umacha shava mana v'dinar b'mana. And then from the assets of her dead husband, she sold assets worth a mana and a dinar, and she even lost out. She sold it for a mana. Michra batel. So the whole sale is nullified because that dinar that was above and beyond the mana that she sold, she had no permission to sell it. She only has permission up to the amount of her ksuba, and she sold more than the amount. Her ksuba was only in this case a mana. She sold more than a mana, so therefore the whole sale is batel. And afilu hi oimeres achzer dinar liyarshin. Even if she says, no, let it be a good sale, I'll just return that extra money that I lost to the yarshin, so they didn't really lose out on it. Nevertheless, michra batel. She had no right to sell. It was an erroneous sale, like the Rav points out, and the sale is nullified. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer liola micha kaim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's always a good sale, because why not? If there's an extra dinar that she sold and she made the Yorshim lose out, so just give them the dinar afterwards. What's the big deal? The only time it's not a good sale is ad shetehe sham kedei shetishayir basada bas tisha kabin. It's only not a good sale. That would have been that had she just sold her ksuba's worth, let's say 200 zuz, there would have been left over for the Yarshim the amount of a complete field. Because a field is an important thing. A sada that has 9 kabim is something that's very choshev. And if that existed beforehand, this again, when we say existed beforehand, means that if she would have taken 200, it still would have existed. But now that she took more than the 200, she took away tisha kabim, meaning she left them with less than tisha kabim. If she would have just taken her ksuba, the Yarshim would have been left with this field of Tisha Kabim, and she took more than that, and they're not left with Tisha Kabim. And also Vagina Bas Chatzi Kav, and in a garden, a half of a Kav, that's a Davar Choshev to them. If she made them lose that by taking more than what she would have normally been allowed to take, then the sale is batel, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, only in that case. And also Kedivrei Rabbi Akiva Beis Raiva, this is the Shir Rabbi Akiva for a garden. That according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only not a good sale, according to Rishim Gamliel, if by a garden there would have been a base roba had she have not taken more than what her ksuba allowed to, and still she sold more than that. And finally, Mishnah ends, Haisa ksuva asar b'meos zuz, the ksuva was worth 400 zuz. Umacha lezebamana, lezebamana. She sold to 4 different people. The first 3 was a mana, even though it just says 2, it really means the first 3. Ula achon yofa mana v'dinar b'mana. And then the last person, she sold the worth of a mana and a dinar, which means she went a little bit above what she was allowed to. Shel achron batel. So the last one's batel. That last sale, it was an erroneous sale. She had no right to sell more than a mana. That's all she had left. Veshel kulon michron kaim. But the first 3 was a good sale.